producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America tonight. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Kate Delaney, so thrilled as always to be the skipper of this show. Can you believe we're almost through another year? Wow. I can't believe it. I can't. Some interesting things that happened with our listeners this year included, sadly, we miss you, Izzy. We know she's trying to listen to us in Malta, but she always chimed in with some interesting info. She was on top of everything, and she deserves some time in a place like Malta, where she has a friend that lives there, and I've seen beautiful pictures of it, so we miss you. We know you're probably listening somewhere. Dan, as well, with his jokes. This year was a particularly banner year. Grim, who also adds to the entertainment value of the show, and all of you who call in, and the folks now calling in from Washington and Sarasota, and so many of you calling us from Kansas, and a lot of nooks and crannies out there. We love it. Keep it coming. Remember, your opinions matter. This show is about you. This show is for you, not me. So that's what I said when I jumped on the airwaves at America Tonight, and I'm thankful for all of you. And I just wanted to say that right from the get-go. So some interesting things happening. It is a Thanksgiving week and weekend, as a lot of people go and see families and spend time with families, and that's the great thing about Thanksgiving. Some of you listening who don't celebrate Thanksgiving or listen to me in other places, certainly you know that one of the biggest concerns is what's happened in Paris still and the rippling effects. And Alain just met the president and vowed that there would be unity against ISIS, since more countries are involved in the coalitions and fighting and sharing information. But both Alain and Obama said they would not send troops. They would send some support, but they weren't going to start any kind of a ground war. And both were careful to pronounce that, to mention it specifically, as they spoke to the press after their meeting briefly. And then they, of course, talked about that they both have done various things, from the first couple of strikes from the Charles de Gaulle aircraft carrier in the Mediterranean, and then the U.S. calling for more international cooperation against the jihadists. And our president said, hey, America's pledging full solidarity in the wake of that November 13 carnage, and said we are all French. You know, we're all French based on what happened, and not to relive that. And then urging the Russians to get involved, because the Russians, of course, Putin supporting Assad, and doesn't seem as though there's going to be much of a response from that. You know, it's interesting in Belgium, and I mentioned this in a previous show, but they had a fourth person who was charged in Belgium in connection with what happened in Paris. They also, since the attacks, the French police have searched 1,200 homes. They've arrested 165 people, and they've actually picked up 230 weapons, including what the Interior Minister is calling weapons of war. Weapons of war. How about that? And so what does that mean? Vests, explosives. They weren't too specific on it. So once we have Thanksgiving, and as we're going through Thanksgiving, and this is really Thanksgiving starts on Tuesday and Wednesday for most people, sometimes the whole week, and goes all the way through to Sunday into getting into next week. Monday is Cyber Monday, so there's all those deals. People crash their their computers ordering everything they can possibly order. And it kind of took a dent out of Black Friday. So they're trying to come up with clever ways to do Black Friday now, meaning retailers who are not as big on the online retail. And now it's gotten to the point where there are some people pledging not to have stores open on Thanksgiving, and you see the stores listed on Facebook and other forms of social media because it's so competitive now for the dollars that there are stores that will be open on Thanksgiving that will open even at night. So they might be closed and then they'll be open at night. And it's crazy. I mean, it's, you know, nonstop. And it still gets crazy, I think, in the stores. But there's no question that the internet, like the Amazons of the world especially, have taken a huge bite out of what normally a store would do. Because traditionally that's what would happen. That's why they called it Black Friday. It would be early in the morning, and you would be there at 6 o'clock in the morning or whatever, but you weren't going there at night. That's why the Black Friday tag. And it's interesting to see how, like I say, that switched. And they say still between Black Friday and Monday, the amount of money spent is staggering, the billions of dollars that will be spent on the holidays. And, you know, and maybe that's why, for me, I kind of like the whole idea of the Thanksgiving better, because we're not so focused on presents. Not that giving people presents and recognizing them is terrible, but it just seems the overemphasis, you know, that's been put on it has just gotten insanely crazy now with the expectations and the gift giving and whatnot. I have a friend who makes presents, and I think is the most brilliant thing, because the presents are awesome. Nothing really tops the presents. I mean, I think even if you got, I imagine there's going to be a lot of drones. There's going to be, for adults, there's going to be Fitbits. There will be, I'm sure, all kinds of video games, because still there's video games or gaming just in general. And a lot of electronics, a lot of Apple products will be moved. A lot of Samsung or whoever will be moved, because we live on our phones now. Our phones are walking computers and knowledge centers and watching, you know, streaming movies and everything else. So always those are going to be your top, I think the top desired presents for the, you know, for the holidays. And I don't think we're going to see a big change in that whatsoever. I'm going to mention this at the top because I actually got an email from somebody about this, so I thought I would share it in honor of Thanksgiving. I mean, it's sad, actually, but white rhinos are closer to extinction. There was a white rhino, and I think I saw this rhino, Nola, that died at the San Diego Zoo. If you like zoos, boy, the San Diego Zoo may be one of the best ones in the country, but how sad is that? There are not very many white rhinos. I remember thinking the rhino was pretty cool. And I guess there's only four, if I'm hearing that right, that they were trying to do what they could to save the remaining species. So there's only three left now. Northern white rhinos. Wow. That is incredibly rare. When you say endangered, whew, that's amazing. So sadly, lost one white rhino. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and stay tuned. More coming your way here on America Tonight.
She's too young to know better.
The following
is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Tonight. Wow, we had an interesting thing we're going to talk about coming up next. You ever think about date night? How many of you are married and, you know, you think, oh, just we need some time alone. We need to go somewhere. We need to relax, even just to go out to dinner, movie, whatever it is. But how come it doesn't happen? Or maybe it does happen and then it's disastrous. Katie Bugby joins us now. She's from Care.com. She's a senior managing editor. And they did an interesting survey and found out some pretty wild things about this whole idea of getting together, having that time alone, that kind of stuff, and how to feel more connected, basically. Katie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So you do this survey, and what overwhelmingly you found out, right, that people really want to have a date night.
Oh, yeah. So 85% of people say they wish that they wanted to go on more dates. And let's be honest, like, most of our survey respondents were women. So these are moms. These are parents, moms wanting to go on more dates. And, you know, and it's amazing because 30% say that their last date without kids was 6 months ago or longer. So that's half of a year that people are going out, that aren't going out and connecting with their partner.
Yeah, so why are they not going out? What's the big holdup for everyone?
Well, you know, 80% really say that it's shifted since they've had children, and I get it. You know, you're exhausted. I really feel like it's how tired parents are. It's 5 p.m., and all you want to do is get in your pajamas and lie on the couch and watch Netflix. So you know, and what it really takes is like that burst of energy, a shower to kind of get out of that little bit of a rut because, you know, and if you think about it, as parents, like you're going through the day. I have 3 young children at home. There is so much coordinating with your spouse that you kind of expect that each person is like reading each other's mind. So you know how many like nasty looks you kind of give each other throughout the day of like, I can't believe you heated the mac and cheese to like this temperature, you know, like you're just like kind of like irritated by 5 p.m. But if you kind of get dressed, take a shower, get dressed, get in nice clothes, go out, it's like that all disappears. You are the 2 people that got married again, you know, and it makes such a difference. In fact, 96% of the parents at Care.com said that their relation, the date night, brings them closer to their partner. And that's so important. You know, it's part of the reason that we created this date night app for Care.com is to make this easier and faster for parents to go out and connect with a person that they, you know, are dating or they married and they have these children with. It's so important for their relationship.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Date night app. Tell us about that. So when you go in the date night app, what are some of the suggestions?
Yeah, so it's actually just kind of, it moved away from the Care.com monthly membership, so it's a transactional model, and you just download it, you type in your zip code, you say what day you're looking to go out, and the number of hours, and the price point, and bam, like you see all of these faces, and these profiles that come up, and they're available for this time frame, and it's great, you can kind of just start the interview process right from your phone, and you know, and you can do a video chat right through your phone. And then they're still connected to the safety center, so we recommend all the interview questions that you have and the reference checks, and you can get a thorough background check through this, through your phone. And we've partnered with Fandango and OpenTable, so right from the same app, you're booking your restaurant or your movie tickets or both. So it just makes everything in like one place super easy. And trying to eliminate, you know, all the different moving pieces that kind of complicates date night and makes people push it off for, you know, oh, we'll do it next weekend or, you know, in 5 more months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're pushing it off. That's the big thing. I love that. OpenTable, Fandango, just go to one spot for sure. And of course, the other thing is, so you find a sitter, you get all that done. The other thing is somebody needs to plan it. For some reason, that becomes, like you're saying, when you have all the coordinating, maybe it's you get to the point where you're like, I don't want to coordinate another thing.
Oh, I know. And you know what? It was 30% or 33% said that parents, and again, we're talking moms, said that they would be more likely to go on a date if their partner planned it. So, you know, I always joke with my friends that we always kind of go on couple dates together. I'm like, it's amazing. Dads can use this app too. you know, it makes it easy for everyone. You still kind of like, you know, everyone wants a say in it. And, you know, I think we honestly, like moms still want a say in who's going to take care of their kids, but talk about it. You know, say like, hey, I was thinking, why don't this Saturday or next Saturday we go out just for 2 hours? I heard about this app. We can make this easy. You can still run, you know, call references, run the background check, but let's look at these people together on the phone. It's important to us, to our relationship. And, you know, I think sometimes like moms, we just need that little nudge that it's okay. It's okay to spend this money. You know, we don't have to feel guilty. Like the kids won't miss us that much. It's just 2 hours. We could go out after they're in bed. That's what I always used to do. When my daughter was little, she would flip out if a stranger walked into the house. So we would put her down and then the strangers would come after she was sleeping. You know, do what you need to do, but you got to put yourself first sometimes.
Yeah, and sometimes when kids get older, isn't it better for them to see you actually going out as a couple?
Yeah, and to put your relationship first. You know, and we talk about it. It's like, oh, mommy and daddy are going on a date tonight. This is who's babysitting. And soon the kids start looking forward to it. You know, that's one of the questions you can ask babysitters too. It's like, well, what will you do with the kids? And how would you handle this, my daughter who might freak out on you? Or how can you make this fun for them? Or do you bring any activities to the house that could make it like special you time? You know, really challenge these sitters to make this a great event so that when like Brittany is walking through the door, the kids are like, woohoo, mom and dad are going out. Like, you know, I mean, we all remember that growing up, and this is the beauty of it. They need to see you guys putting your relationship first, because then they'll hopefully, you know, cherish you as parents and then grow up to cherish their partners too.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Katie Bugbee, Care.com Senior Managing Editor. And Katie, the other thing is, it doesn't matter where you are on the economic scale, seriously. People, for some reason, are cheap on themselves. So they'll say, well, wait a second, we have three kids and we have soccer uniforms we got to buy and we've got, you know, we're doing all these things. So we can't afford it. That's ridiculous. We can't go to the city. That's too expensive. But there are cheaper dates you can go on. You even said you could go to a movie, and when you go to eat, you could go to a hamburger place or a vegetarian omelet place.
You know, we have all sorts of, like, even free or really inexpensive date ideas at care.com. You know, you could go, I don't know, like, channel your childhood and go roller skating and just grab burgers. Like, you could go for a walk around the park. You could, the holidays are coming up. You can go to, like, see some light spectaculars, you know? Like, you can do really inexpensive things that's, like, an hour or two of just holding hands and not talking about the kids. And sometimes you don't, you know, that doesn't seem like a priority when you like have to pay for it. But once you come home and you feel so much more connected to your partner, it's like, oh, I'm glad we did it. That was worth the money. Yeah. You know, you know, whatever you spent.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. All right. Check out care.com for all kinds of things that are listed there. And then plus the app that Katie mentioned. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks, Kate. Thanks so much.
All right. Pretty interesting stuff when you think of date night. I was thinking about this and talking to Katie about my mom and my family going out. And she was always really good. They were always really good about that. So to my brother and I, it wasn't odd. And she's right about that. We'd be like, woohoo, they're going, they're leaving. So we have a chance to watch really crummy TV, not bad TV, but we have a chance to watch bad TV in its own right, right? Or whatever it is. It's just kind of like a break. And I don't understand it. I think there is something to that. I think it's, even if you're single, there's something about nesting too much. Like she's talking about, too exhausted, don't feel like it, just plopping in front of the tube, doing whatever. You know, that's what we're talking about, even physicalness, getting exercise or whatever. And there is a ton of free things to do always in, probably, I'm sure, in your own communities. I mean, gosh, just whatever. Go take a book and go sit on a park bench. Or if you're married, go, both of you go take books, sit on a park bench. And watch the stars. I don't know, something. But I think people need to get out of their houses, whether they're married or whether they're single, quite frankly. You could extend it to the single person. But here we're talking about really married people. At care.com, pretty decent site. I like it. I went and checked it out, of course, a couple of days ago before Katie came on. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on ATN.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So you you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
And she kissed me like the fella once said.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. In our virtual green room, sitting there right now, is Florence and Romano. Easy for me to say. Romano, like the Ray Romano. She's probably related to Ray Romano. You can tell
I would be a whole lot funnier if I was.
Exactly. Exactly. I think I was emceeing a program too late today. Okay, so Florence has an interesting thing that we're going to talk about here. And, you know, we can't help ourselves. We're like rubberneckers when we see the Gwen Stefani and Gavin, her husband Gavin's divorce. And saying that he cheated on her with the nanny, then everybody rolls their eyes, even people who aren't invested in celebrities, and say, oh, didn't that happen with 5 different people? Everybody knows the story.
Right.
And it makes you wonder. So Florence's book is called The Windy City Nanny. So what is the scoop on that, Florence, about, you know, I just have to say this, that there was the stuff with, what's her name? Gosh, she's so cute. Jen Garner and Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, yes.
Yeah, and there was conversation about that and their personal life and that the nanny was cute and that he was off with the nanny as all that was breaking apart. So it seems like a lot of celebrity families are going through these breakups because the husband's cheating with the nanny. What's the deal with that?
You know, I'll tell you, the scandalosity factor revolving around celebrities, it feels, just like you're saying, that it's happening all the time in all these different families. And I'm here to tell you that regular families, this is not happening to them. You know, 60% of families in America have nannies. And, you know, in writing my book, Nanny and Me, I wanted to start a national conversation about child care, whether that's a nanny or a babysitter, and what's going on in those homes. And the nanny, like Mindy and the Gwen and Gavin debacle, it's nannies like that that are giving the rest of these wonderful nannies a bad name. And I try to push against that stereotype as much as I can, because most nannies that are hired to do the thing that they were hired to do, and that's to take care of the children, and that's their number one focus.
Yeah, so if somebody's hiring a nanny, as you said, this isn't the norm, what are the things that you look for?
One of my hard and steadfast rules regarding the nanny process at all is that of transparency. You need to get to know your nanny on a real level. What are his or her hobbies? What do they like to do in their spare time? Passionate about? What are their principles? You know, this is the only time you can really have an interview like this. Corporate America, that's just not going to fly. But here, when you're interviewing the person that's going to take care of your most precious possessions, you can ask anything you want, really, in those interviews. And the more comfortable you are with the nanny and the more interviews you have, I, for example, suggest a tiered process. That first interview, you and your spouse get together with the nanny, talk over a cup of coffee. Second interview, bring them into the home, let them interact with the kids. My big secret is after that prospective nanny leaves, talk to your children, see what they think. They have the best instincts and you don't want to discount those.
Yeah, boy, that's good advice. Absolutely. So as you said, you wrote the book, Nanny and Me, and tell us a little bit more about that. Flesh that out for us.
I started nannying at the age of 11, and
wow.
That sounds young, doesn't it? Who are those moms leaving me with their kids? But started as a mother's helper and went into a portion of adulthood, and I started looking at the children's book market, and I wanted to try to find something that helped children understand the transition from being cared for by their parents to being cared for by a nanny or a caretaker. And I was really disappointed not to find anything, and I thought, you know what? Based on my experience as a nanny, I would like to write that story. And so I did, and told the story from the perspective of the child, and now parents are using it as a tool to help during that transition.
It's interesting, as you say, 11. Wow, that's amazing that you started at 11. So you definitely had, you had a resume. I mean, you weren't 15 and you already had a resume, which is wild. You had a roadmap. You had a roadmap, Florence. There's no question. So do you think when parents hire a nanny, there should be some sort of dress code so you don't have, like, you see these hot, sexy nannies of the celebrities like we were just talking about. For goodness sake, wouldn't it be easy to say, can we just have regular jeans and a T-shirt, right?
Absolutely. I think just like any company, any employer, they can require a dress code, and the same can be said for a nanny, from a uniform to, you know, certain types of street clothes. You know, the thing to remember is it's not the best thing for you. It's the best thing for that family and those children. So if your principles don't line up, if you're not on the same page during the interview process, then that's not the family for you. That's not the nanny for you, and that's okay. But it's important to remember that.
Yeah, exactly. It's important to remember that. Those are the key words. So then there is the other part of it. You know, we've seen the commercials or movies where they sort of feature this, and sometimes in a joking way, but it wouldn't be joking if it happened in real life. What if you are this girl or this young woman just doing your job, and then all of a sudden the father makes some kind of an advance on you?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say if either spouse makes an advance on you, in either case, the nanny should go directly to the other spouse and tell them immediately and then resign. I wouldn't even give it a trial period, to be honest with you. You need it to stop because you think of it this way. If you don't put a stop to it in the very beginning, then you look guilty as well for having participated at all. You know, and it also, something important to remember is in a situation like that where there has been an infidelity or something has happened, you're going to need to talk to your children about that. And just like in cases of divorce, you need to reassure your children that it was nothing they did wrong, that the nanny loved them, you know, had fun with them. All of those things are true. You want to remember that it's still about the child. The focus is still on the child and how to make that as gentle a transition as possible, even if there's things happening personally that a child cannot understand and you don't want them to understand.
Yeah. You did the nanny thing for 15 years. It's about the kids, right? You love the kids when you do this.
Absolutely. It's all about the children. I say the pillars of being a nanny for me were based on trust, love, and joy. If you can remember those three things with your relationship with the children and your relationship with the parents, I think it's win-win.
I love that. So if somebody wants to get a copy of Nanny and Me, how do they do that?
They can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, or directly to my website, FlorenceAnnRomano.com, and they can get a copy there.
Florence Ann Romano, no relation to Ray Romano. you were laughing, but you're a Chicago girl. How could you be related to him? You're a Chicago girl, right?
I know. I am a Chicago girl here in the Windy City, and that wind is definitely moving and grooving today.
I love Chicago, but I know all about that wind. I spent, you know, the people think it's a joke, Florence, when you say that there's actually rope sometimes on Michigan Avenue so you can hold on to them so you don't fall over. It's the truth. I thought it was a lie, but it's a truth.
True. My favorite is when they have the signs out that say caution falling ice. I'm like, well, if it's coming after me, it's kind of too late, isn't it? So I don't know what to do with that.
Oh, you're a delight. Don't be a stranger. We'll have you back on again. Thanks.
I would love it. What a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. So Florence, again, talking about the nanny thing, it's crazy. It is. It's crazy because even if you're not like one of those people, you're absorbing all these celeb magazines or whatever, you can't help it. You go to the checkout, and that's all you see. And especially lately, there's been a whole bunch of those couples. All right, here on America Tonight, you know how we wildly talk about a whole bunch of different things, including coming up a conversation with Brandon Lang about what's up with Week 11 in the NFL. Let's go to Tomas, though, first in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Well, Kate, I was just doing a little studying here, and I've got some interesting numbers for you.
Oh, let's hear it.
The capital of Russia is Moscow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So what percentage would you think is the percentage of the Muslim population in Moscow?
I'll say 20%.
Exactly. That's bad. But
that is bad.
What do you think the percentage of the military is Muslim?
This I have no idea. I would think it'd be lower. Is it lower?
No, it's 40%.
Ah! Say that number again, 40%? Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, that's crazy.
You see, because immigration always involves the men first, because the men are hardier, you know, and they get the jobs and they bring in the women. But when the men show up, and many of them are military age, the recruiters, they just, you know, I mean, the Irish, when they came over here, you know, the army just grabbed them and put them into the cavalry, you know, by the dozen some. And so right there, you get to see why Russia now is in such a situation, because they can't go in there now and land troops because almost half their troops are Muslims. You see? And the same thing, you know. Matter of fact, I believe just because we're talking about this now, this is going to be the discussion now next week. Demographics with the immigration in the United States demographics with immigration in Europe, you know, with the European birth rate, just losing ground. All these things, this is a big driving force. Look at Saudi Arabia, you know. And half their country is servants and immigrants from other countries who have no loyalty to the Saudi family. So I just wanted to share those numbers with you, Kate, because...
Well, those numbers are crazy.
Not many people know them.
Yeah. I'm glad you did that, Tomas. As always, fabulous call, because we're talking about that. We're talking about, you know, you can't deny what's actually happening. So 20% is pretty big, but I definitely didn't know that 40%. That really does tell you something. Coming up next, Brandon Lang, week 11 in the NFL. Stay with us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
I know the land is right, standing over.
He joins us each and every week, Brandon Lang, to talk about week 11 in the NFL. There's no one better, and he has the stats to prove it, don't you?
I'm going to tell you what, I've been on an absolute tear. When I say tear, I mean absolute tear. 39-18 and one run in football. Last Friday night after I did your show, Colorado plus points over USC. Saturday, Washington State outright over UCLA. Sunday, Arizona outright over Seattle. Monday, I implode with the rest of the country. Tease Cincinnati in the over. Bengals are who we thought they were. Fraud. Forget about it. They're done. They'll go nowhere. They'll lose in the first round of the playoffs again. But then I bounce back on Tuesday with Toledo, a 7-point dog, beating Bowling Green, and then last night, Northern Illinois. So it's like the first hour of the movie, which, by the way, is probably the best hour of the movie. It's like Groundhog Day. The escort gets to stay. I wake up every day. The escort's there. Walter sent her out. He just paid her. She's walking out the door. It's a beautiful thing, Kate. Beautiful thing.
Yep. Yep, that's, I love it. So as we dive into week 11, I can hardly believe it, in the NFL, I always like to just open it up wide and say, is there just a game you're in love with at this point in the week?
Yeah, it's the Minnesota Vikings. You know, I don't know why people keep believing in Green Bay. Green Bay gives up 507 yards to Phillip Rivers at Lambeau Field, and they eke out a 27-20 win. Okay, so they come out of their bye week, they go to Denver, and they get pummeled 29-10. Okay, no problem. Next week, let's go to Carolina. We'll fix some things. We'll show everybody we're the Green Bay Packers. They go to Carolina. They get pummeled in a game that was more of a blowout than the 37-29 final would lead you to believe. Okay, no problem. No problem at all. We'll come back home. We'll lay that 11.5 number to Detroit. We will announce our presence with authority. Aaron Rodgers, everybody relax. Okay, Aaron, we're relaxed. Here we go, buddy. You're back at Lambeau against the Lions, who are atrocious. Show us, Aaron. Mike McCarthy, show us. Everything's okay in Green Bay. Now let's lose outright to the Lions at home, who haven't won there since Barry Sanders and Wayne Font. Now you're telling me, after all that drama, after all that absolute Armageddon meets Titanic, you're going to go on the road against arguably one of the hottest teams in the NFC, with Arizona and Carolina, that being Minnesota, who, by the way, has a quarterback starting who is 17-4 against the spread as a starter in the NFL, 12-1 against the spread in games where the Vikings are seeking revenge. The line is 1. It should be 3. I'd probably lay 7 because the Green Bay Packers are who I said they are. Nothing. How's that?
I love it. I love it because it certainly has been that kind of a season. There's no question about it, and you're right. I think sometimes people look at, like, Green Bay as some other teams, and they just think of the history. But when you're talking about laying down some dough, you got to push all that out of your brain, don't you?
Yeah, you just, listen, you're supposed to improve week to week in the NFL, not get exposed week after week after week. And all the Vikings do is they win and they cover. And you look at this football team and going out to Oakland, and everybody liked the Raiders. And I said on radio, I said, no, 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 no. Minnesota plus 3 out there. You watch the Vikes go out there. You watch them handle their business. And you watch them do what they've been doing all season long, which is literally covering point spread numbers. They lost their first game of the year. That was at San Francisco on Monday night. And since then, they have covered every single game this year.
Wow. Wow. Crazy. Another thing that's crazy, and you used to talk about Tony Romo a lot, but of course now he's been such the non-factor, just the two games he won, and then he's out. Now it's just a question of, oh, is he going to come in? Is he going to play? They desperately need him. You look at this Cowboys-Dolphins game in Miami, and we're talking about what, there's never a sure bet, but you look at that one, how much of a more of a sure bet is it for the Dolphins than before?
I think if anybody's going to right the ship, it's him. Unfortunately, I think the energy and the karma of signing Greg Hardy is tearing this team apart. I think a lot of the players are questioning why he's here. I don't think he's a very likable guy. And in the context of an NFL locker room, you've got to have a locker room where everybody gets along. It's hard enough to win Sunday to Sunday in the NFL, let alone bring a cancer in there for a guy who has the history that he has. And with all that being said, if there was a game where they were going to step up and figure out a way to get a W, it would be this game right here. And I think they do. Tony Romo's 14-2 in his last 16 starts, dating back to the beginning of last season. So again, I know he'll be rusty, but the running game should get going, and they should be able to eke one out here. But again, it's probably a game I won't touch at all, only because he is coming back from such a long layoff, and Dallas hasn't won a game since Jesus came back 2,000 years ago.
I love that. Would you, on Sunday night, would you touch the Bengals and the Cardinals?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't. Listen, initially, I was bonkers over Arizona minus three. Unfortunately, I was looking for better value than that, and then Cincinnati has to go lose on Monday night, and now they're catching a five number. I still would lay it. I would still absolutely lay it. The right side of the game is Arizona. I said last week, Bruce Arians 15-1 against the spread as an underdog of 7 points or less in his head coaching career. We can now make that, you know, it was 15-1 last week, 16-1 now. And one thing, it's the undefeated letdown where teams who are 5-0 or greater in the NFL coming off their first loss of the year are 5-15 against the number that next game out if they're facing a team with a win percentage greater than 600, of course, which Arizona is, 1-7 their last date if they're coming off a straight up and against the spread loss. I call it the letdown effect. And now you're going on the road to the West Coast to face Arizona. All systems go. Listen, if T.J. Yates can come in and lead a drive against you to win the game, I feel pretty good about Carson Palmer at home with that Arizona offense against the Cincinnati team. I think Cincinnati's about to implode. I want to be on the right side of that. I'll take Arizona.
I like that. I'm bouncing back to earlier in the day, and the Panthers are still undefeated. They're taking on the Redskins. They're at home, and the problem is the line is 8.5. Would you take Carolina?
It was 7 initially. Now it's 8.5. I got this sneaky suspicion that Washington's going to cover the number. But when you say that, all Carolina does is cover numbers. But this reminds me a little bit of the New Orleans game where Luke McCown went in there and threw for 400 yards on them and they backdoored it. I could see Washington with the potential for a backdoor here. Liked it at 7, lean towards the dog plus 8.5.
Ooh, I love it. And then I'll tell you what, the most abysmal team, one of them anyway, has to be the Lions. And somebody wanted me to ask you about the Raiders and the Lions, and of course they're big Raider fans, and they like to play and, you know, lay some money down. Would you touch this one?
No. Because you don't know what you're going to get with Oakland's been a favorite twice this year, minus the same two number at Chicago, lost 22-20, and they were laying that 3 last week to Minnesota and got beaten and got pretty dominated, didn't cross midfield the entire second half. Do I think the Raiders are the right side of the game? Yes, I do, but can I trust them laying points when they haven't covered a number as a favorite in quite some time? Absolutely. So tread lightly. If you like your Raiders on Sunday, I don't see them getting blown out. You might take Oakland in a two-team seven-point teaser. Take your Raiders from -2 to +5. So if Detroit does eke out a field goal win, you're okay there. And then you flip that and come back on the other side and take my Minnesota pick from -1 to +6. And I think you got yourself a two-team seven-point teaser winner.
Yep. And we cap off the week with the Monday Nighter as the Bills and the Patriots, who, of course, are perfect. Would you play this one?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I may use a total. I may use a first half play, but I'll only say this. Anytime you can get the New England Patriots at home laying a single digit, you have to take them. That line will probably go up. Maybe not. Maybe the Edelman injury keeps it right at 7. If that's the case, buy down to 6.5. Either one with Pittsburgh, who they beat by 7 at home. They put up 51 on Jacksonville and beat them by 34. They beat the Jets by 7 again. Buy down to the 6.5. You were fine. And they beat the Redskins by 17. I just think when you can go into their building and put up a 40 spot like New England did, I just think the Jets made Buffalo look a little better than Buffalo is. And let's not forget that that's the same Bills team that went over to London and lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who put up 34 on them. So they've off a couple good wins against Miami and the Jets, but this is the New England Patriots here, so tread lightly.
All right, BrandonLang.com, incredible site. Get your info there. And, boy, again, another great week. Brandon, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.